You're listening to SBS News.
From next week until mid-November, foreign leaders, diplomats, even royalty will be in Brazil. São Paulo, Belém and Rio de Janeiro will play host to events as part of the COP30 climate summit and to tens of thousands of visitors. All of them will be safe, according to Brazil's Interior Ministry. Brazilian police held a security drill in Belém on Tuesday, but it was another police operation the same day that seen the US consulate issue a travel warning.
Yesterday we delivered a hard blow to crime, showing that we are capable of winning battles, capable of playing our part. But we also have the humility and the certainty to recognise that this war will not be won alone.
That was Rio de Janeiro's state governor, Claudio Castro, and the war he referenced is on the Red Command, Comando Behelo, a notorious organised crime group based in two heavily populated favelas. Rio's police and government are now under scrutiny for what could be the deadliest police operation in Brazilian history. About 2,500 police and soldiers were involved in the massive raid on drug trafficking gangs, with an operation including officers in helicopters and armoured vehicles in the sprawling low-income favelas of Complejo de Alamao and Penha. 81 suspects were arrested, but the raid also sparked shootouts, leaving 119 people dead. Raul Santiago is a social communicator and activist.
I am at a loss for words to convey the significance, the gravity of what we've been witnessing since yesterday into the early hours of this morning, which I believe will go down in history as one of the greatest massacres in our country. Based on the official figures released by the government yesterday and the bodies we've found so far, more than 100 people have been executed.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is said to be horrified by the high death toll. His colleague, Justice Minister Ricardo Lewandowski, says the Brazilian government has not been involved in the state's plans and was not aware of their scale.
Neither the president nor we have all the complete data yet. We've only had information from the press. We are going to Rio de Janeiro to examine the situation on the ground, verify the number of dead, injured, and who was affected. The first impression is clearly that this was an extremely bloody and violent operation.
In the aftermath, residents of the Complejo de Penha favela gathered the bodies of loved ones, crowding around them as they awaited collection by forensic teams. Some wept, while others screamed massacre and justice as family members found their relatives' remains. Among them is Beatriz Nolacho, whose nephew was among those killed.
They wouldn't let any family members go up to search for the bodies or help. There were many people still alive in the woods with police officers shooting at residents. I have videos. I can show everything. I can prove that the state civil police, whoever it was, entered Complexo do Alameo to commit a massacre. This wasn't an operation. It was a massacre. Uma
chacina. Felipe Curi is the Secretary of Public Security for the Rio de Janeiro Police. He is rejecting the description of the raid as a massacre and the word's implication.
What we did yesterday was a legitimate action by the state to enforce court orders, 180 search and seizure warrants and about 100 arrest warrants. Those who chose to confront us were neutralised. The police's reaction depends on the criminal's actions. It's that simple.
The attacked favelas are home to millions of people, many of whom are now petrified and in shock, including community leader Carlos da Silva.
That's cowardly. It's carnage. You only see the war in Iraq and Gaza Strip. Looks like big tragedies like tsunamis and earthquakes with bodies all over each other. There was one up there where the body was in one place and the head in another. How do you explain that?
The UN wants an explanation too. Its leadership are calling for an independent inquiry into the police raid, with concerns over the impact on marginalised communities in poor areas. UN human rights spokesperson on Brazil, Marta Hurtado, says this raid is one of many similar events.
Brazil must break the cycle of extreme brutality and ensure that law enforcement operations comply with international standards regarding the use of force.
Rio's police have a history of carrying out large-scale raids ahead of major events, including for the 2014 World Cup, 2016 Olympics, the 2024 G20 Summit, and this year's BRICS Summit. Rio's mayor and governor insist the violence had nothing to do with the climate summit events being staged across three cities in coming weeks. Meanwhile, some residents of the city say they don't feel safe at all.
It's tense. It's very tense. I've never been through this before. I'm born and raised here in Rio. I live here in Rocinha, and it's chaos. So I've never seen anything like this before. It's terrifying.
Besides fear, obviously, the problem is that we feel that we've gotten used to this, you know. That's the problem. We got used to something that isn't right.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.